Ask someone what sits on 17th Avenue and Washington Street, and many would say that's where the state capitol is located. That's true. But did you know that's also where the state Supreme Court was located for more than 30 years?
From 1938 through early 74, this was home to the Arizona Supreme Court.
Alice Duckworth is the collections manager for the Arizona Capitol Museum.
The courtroom was intended to hold at the most 70 people so that people could come and watch the cases as they happened.
The room is now called the Historic Supreme Court Chamber. It's located on the second floor of the 1938 State Capitol Addition. Among the very few pieces of original features in furniture are the long wooden court bench, metal light fixtures, and doorknobs embossed with a state emblem. And the door behind the bench is a connecting entryway to what was the Chief Justice's office.
The walls are tough stone from the Prescott area. And so when we look around the room, we see that it almost looks like it's pockmarked because it isn't naturally smooth.
Several high-profile cases were argued in this chamber, among them Harrison and Austin versus Levine. The case concerned Native Americans' right to vote in Arizona. The Galt case focused on the rights of a minor to due process, and the Miranda rights case, which dealt with legal representation, were also argued here. These last two cases were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, establishing new rules for criminal defendants.
Now this courtroom is the conference room for the Arizona State Library Archives and Public Records, and also is made available to the public and other state agencies for use.
There is another historic point of interest about this chamber. Lorna Lockwood. She took office in 1961. She was the first female Chief Justice in Arizona from 1965 to 1966, and again from 70 to 71. She was also the first female Chief Justice in any U.S. state Supreme Court. Chief Lockwood was also considered by President Lyndon B. Johnson as a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.